Tabletop Time!
I am Dave, narrator of our cyberpunk story and chaperone of all the dark places of Melbourne in 2090.
My name is Jen and I play Eve, your friendly neighbourhood drone, and all she has to say this week is Moon Prism, Moon Prism, Moon Prism.
And I'm Rob. I play Sebastian, a bespoke who's recently been tortured, mutilated, and now he's back on the path for revenge, and he's also in the Moon Prism cult.
And to my left over here, we have the one, the only, the sensational YouTuber Jazza with us tonight. And he has some special news today that he is aspirationally dreaming one day to be on the Hot Ones YouTube show so he can eat de bomb at the end and really show us his handling of spicy food.
It's messy.
I'd watch that.
Thank you for the very kind introduction.
You're my boss.
Very excited about this week's episode. How do we handle the recap, friends?
Oh, that's a thing. Oh, no.
In the last episode. In the previous episode.
Wow, we split the party in actually a productive way, which was a very big surprise. Because I was panicking, and I think if you go back and freeze frame the moment that my eyes like kind of twist and go in two different directions, and I freak out.
I saw Jen's eyes when I sort of started to, and I started to backtrack. I like walked away, rang Eve. I'm like, maybe we, and then I'm like, no, this is fucking dumb. I can't go back across the river and then I go to the, yeah, I think it's worked out.
So we had Pro, who navigated through his human trafficking experience, a bit of a trafficking and smuggling route through the Northern Pass underneath the Tullamarine Freeway that separates the Northern Slum and the Northwestern Slum of Melbourne. And then to the south and towards the end of our episode, we had our joyous group very confidently and enthusiastically going into the reclaimed land as Sebastian and Eve held their crystal aloft, chanted Moon Prism, Moon Prism, Moon Prism, and had the light of that prismatic moon shine, and through its crystal radiance, they had their eyes opened to the reclaimed land. They've entered it, and they've spent about 10 minutes in here seeing all the wonders that nature has to offer.
Was there inspiration for the Moon Prism thing, or did you just want to fuck with us?
What do you mean? Define inspiration for it.
Did you get it from something?
Yeah.
It's a reference.
No, I made it up. I'm a GM. But I wouldn't say I wanted to fuck with you. I thought it was, if you want to look really behind the curtain, I thought it was an opportunity to introduce something that it was always in the background, to have some moments of levity and fun in an otherwise grueling and dark campaign that also fit something I could see happening, because okay, it is a maddening cult of people who've come up with nonsense in a world that isn't contesting that. There's no part, yeah, like, you know, no one's contesting their madness.
Yeah, fair, no. Good call. Yeah. You're welcome.
When you think about it, half their founding members were flat earthers. So
it was a good GM flex. It was a entry to a very interesting pocket of civilization that we got to experience together, and I'm really looking forward to experiencing it again.
But apparently they eat people occasionally.
Just, you know, it's a thing.
I want to see where this goes. This seems sort of sexy.
Okay. It seems sexy. But what was our broader mission? What do you someone tell me why you're doing all this?
We're trying to find a safe passage.
We're getting
through
to the northern slums, yeah, because we are trying to find the jazz club that we suspect Dr. Joseph is at, so we can take him down.
Dr. Joseph? Where did Joseph come from?
Because I kept calling him Joseph.
Yeah. Because of the Jose thing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's to irritate him. Yeah. Potentially.
It's just a theory.
Yeah. He might love it. We don't want that, but anyway. no offense to any Josephs.
It's just a completely different name, that's all.
It's the point.
It delighted me.
So we're going to check that out, and we also have a side quest, which is to bring... I went to say Chetsu. Chessex's.
I can introduce Chetsu if you want.
Yeah. Chessex's.
Didn't you know that's
companion.
How season 2's ending? Gatecrashers are coming in, and then next campaign will be in the Gatecrash universe.
I'm so down for that. I'm down. Anyway, the shadow the companion or friend of Chessex is who we're trying to rescue.
Yep.
Meanwhile, we are
his
picking
name
up where
that you're looking for is Shadow.
Possum.
You're looking for Possum.
Possum.
Shadow sent me to find
Shadow
Possum.
Is Chessex.
And where are you going to find him?
At the hipsters. No, the Duchess.
The Duchess. That's
the Duchess.
That's
no,
correct.
Yeah, the Duchess. It is. Okay, it is.
Yeah, right. You're correct.
I'm actually, because the computer did an update, I've lost my my notes page. So I'm just going to bring that up.
Cool.
But
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
El Gordo sends his regards.
Yes.
So
let's do it.
Let's do it. We pick up where we left off in the reclaimed.
Yeah, Jazza's gonna.
Is it the reclaimed?
Jazza is. It's the reclaimed lands. Yeah. Jazza is probably gonna be a bit quiet for the first part of this episode because Pro is there. Pro succeeded. You like passed your quest really quickly.
Rolled okay, and it only works when I'm acting like the bad guy. So.
And we're stuck down in the reclaimed land, and where we left off, you had just arrived at a robot that was sort of like. You thought it was a statue, but then it revealed to be a robot that seems to be from the mysterious old company called Mishka and is surrounded with a temple-like array of candles, incense, crystals, gems, amber beads,
fisherman
and
pants?
All that sort
all,
of thing.
All the fisherman pants.
It is
pants.
Wearing fisherman's
yes.
pants, 100%. And there's like a statue of an elephant next to it, yes. like, you know, a little one that you put in your house.
Nice.
So... It stands before you.
Can I recognize if it's alive at all? Like if it's dormant or if it's...
You'd like to inspect
what
it?
What was the last thing it said to us?
It spoke to you.
What did it say?
It said something about a sale.
Yeah.
Oh, it did too. Mm. Interesting.
Awaken your mind to new opportunities, it says. And tilts its head slightly and then gives a little namaste.
Okay.
The man you were with kneels his head and mumbles something about the Holy Mother and then looks at the two of you and asks how he can help.
We're just looking to get passes through the northern suburbs.
Well,
you'd need to be a trusted friend of the reclaimed for us to take you upon the glistening waters into the northern slums to our long-lost cousins.
Well, you know, maybe we can be of some use to you. Do you need any help? Anything we could help with? I've got an Eve bot. She's good at treating wounds.
Hello.
We don't need that kind of treatment here.
Pray tell, what do you need?
Well, open hearts and open minds, and you can learn from people of this place, and maybe they'll find troubles, and you'll be able to help them, and as a community, we'll be better for it. But I am no one's taskmaster, so I will not give you a job to perform.
All right. Do you know anyone that does need help?
We all need help.
And he closes his eyes and just stands there as if he's waiting for something, but he's just weird. And you're not sure if he's going to react. He just keeps standing there in front of the statue with his eyes closed.
All right, mate. We'll go see if we can help some people.
Okay. Are you going to split up or are we going to go together?
We'll go together.
Yeah.
Where would you like to go inside this area? So there's trees all around. You've seen the area where there's the women and all the little kids, like nursemaiding them. There's the guard towers around the edges where there's walls and stadiums. There's some little tree houses built into trees. There's the cricket pitch. And then there's further on you haven't seen into yet. past the statue and through to what you could best describe as like a street market, but you know, not on the street. It's on a dirt, like grass down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Little like single person stalls.
Can I, while we're sort of looking around to see if anyone needs help, can I see if I can identify an individual who's like maybe a little high or a little bit like medically might need some intervention?
Sure. Make a perception check. Challenge level one.
Okay.
If you fail this.
Eve has zinc on her eyes and she can't actually see.
Have zinc on your nose. Were anointed with zinc.
Yeah, well,
two successes. Yeah. You see, probably you would guess that multiple people in any direction you look are under the influence of something.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Well. If I know anything about humans and how to make them better, perhaps we should make them all burritos.
No offense, Eve, but in my experience, you're not much of a cook. There's no vending machines around here for a burrito, and I can't hold anything at the moment, so tongs for me.
This is true.
There's an electric chime, and the statue bends down slightly, then up.
Shh. Wait, I got this. Wait.
That was perfect.
Aww.
Heated yoga at 9:30. Be there and be limber.
What time is it? It's sunset, isn't it? Yeah. 9:30 a.m. or p.m.?
You don't know.
Oh, it's 9:30.
It made an announcement. It's a robot. You can query it.
A.m. or p.m.?
P.m. Evening class. Clothing optional.
I would like to go to that, please.
Before that, let's see if we can help those kids. Let's do a checkup on them. See what you can do. Make sure they're all right.
Understood.
Okay, you wander over towards some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Are you approaching the children or the parents?
The parents.
Yeah.
Okay. You wander over. They don't greet you. They're just doing their thing.
Greetings.
Good day.
Hi, how are you? Oh, look at you. Oh, so unfortunate. And a robot. Nice.
Oh. Here
you go. Oh, you're correct.
Sorry, I just corrected it.
How you going? We were wondering if you need any help with anything.
I'm going to roll Destiny roll. See if this lady needs anything. 16, that's good for you. So she does. Yeah, I do.
How may we assist you?
Thank you.
Oh, you want to help? I was just thinking about how much I wouldn't mind a nice little harness or something. You know, one of my boys is just so rambunctious, and being able to, you know, I've seen one of the other women has one, just. Straps around their shoulders and like a monkey tail, and you hold on the end of it. I could just tie it to my chair.
She wants to put her kid on a leash.
Yes, she wants a leash for her child so she can tie it on the chair that she's sitting on.
This isn't unique to 2090. No, let's be honest.
All right. Do you know where in town we might be able to find one?
Yeah.
Do you mind telling her?
Sorry. The market.
That's that place over that way, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for your help.
Do you have money?
Do we need money?
Oh, I guess not.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
We shall return.
And her glassy, clearly under the influence eyes, get back to the important business of feeding the baby that starts crying near her legs, perpetuating a horrible cycle of addiction. Hooray! So, you head towards?
We sure do. The market.
To the market.
Yeah.
You head towards the market. All right, you walk down towards the central market stall, you roll down. You walk down, Eve, towards the central market stall. There are stalls.
We both roll down again. I'm kidding.
There are stalls on either side. And they're like the classic, you know, soft cloths and tie-dyed and all these things. And but I'd want to get across that these don't have like the 60s stereotype hippie aesthetic. It's definitely more the new age aesthetic, like lots of heavily influenced by like, you know, new Asia and India and Thailand and that kind of stuff.
Like goop, but like not high quality.
It's that, but it is also, it's that kind of new wave stuff rather than like hippie stuff. Yeah. It's like a very, it's a different thing.
Like lots of bangles.
And rings.
This is vampire blood that'll cure you.
And
stalls and shit.
A lot of like these stalls have like oranges and reds and yellows and like lots of little tassels on the corners of the fabric hanging down, and everything smells like, you know, incenses and stuff, which is better than anywhere else you've been in the slums. So, you know, there's definitely pros to it. Yeah. And you head down the stalls and make a perception check to find a leash.
Child honey. Four successes.
All right.
Do we have a challenge level?
It would have been less than four.
Oh, okay. So if I get a really good roll, I'll get
a diamond-y, like, encrusted leash.
Three.
Wasn't
that great.
Heck yeah.
All right. So, Eve, you managed to find a stall that seems to be dedicated towards servicing, like, parents' things for kids. Like, it's all the same stuff, but it's for kids. And you don't see anything immediately on the table, but there is a very helpful-looking woman behind the counter. Larger woman. She's wearing the both of you, even with your cursory knowledge of the outside world, she's wearing a sarong, but she's wearing it completely incorrectly.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So it's got like Roman toga vibes, but across both shoulders, and it's coming in and then like it's just a mess, and it's like wrapped tight. So it actually is getting like mini skirt vibes at the bottom because so much of the fabric is pulled up and around the top half of the body. It's a nightmare. And she's standing at you with this huge beaming smile and a very large mouth. Some people, you don't just have that really big smile, but it's like they have a very large mouth. So she's got this huge mouth of very glossy pearly whites and very, very clean teeth.
I'm picturing Tony Robbins in sarong.
In a sarong, yeah.
Yeah, and
he's like Tony Robbins. Hello.
And you can see in the background with that perception of four, it also seems like she's selling some other products sort of tangentially related. There seems to be a large box of unsold, like those UV teeth whiteners in old packaging from like 50 years ago, and a box of them and sign up sheets for some kind of pyramid scheme. And she beamingly smiles and looks at you and says, Welcome to my shop.
Greetings.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's so good to see new faces. What can I get for you? Who's expecting?
Me.
That's so beautiful. I love what that could mean. Oh my God, it's so nice to see progressive relationships.
Yeah. Look,
Jen's just wheezing.
Look, we just want to be prepared, and you know, we've had a look at the rabble around, and kids can be a handful. We're looking for some type of restraint or a leash, just keep them in check.
Oh, well, there's many styles of parenting, and while that is not the style of parenting I personally choose for my children, I would never cast value judgments on your style of parenting.
I have to ask, for the sake of the materials that might be at play here, are you expecting the child to be organic or mechanical?
Organic.
A hybrid.
Yes.
Ooh, cyborg child. Very new wave. A little bit controversial. I love it.
We are trying different birthing methods as well. We heard that the healing pod is a great choice.
I'm not familiar with the healing pod, but you have to tell me all about it. So I think I can whip something up for you. It'll take me. I'd say my schedule is free, so I could probably make it for you bespoke from some of my other materials in about an hour, if you're interested.
That'd be great. What can we do for you?
Well, of course, I'll expect payment.
Yeah. In what way?
The same way that we all trade. It's current common currency in the reclaimed lands.
Sorry, we're relatively new here.
Oh, I merely need a quartz crystal charged with positive energy.
Did they take our crystal?
No, I don't
know.
Was it quartz?
You're not sure. You're not a geologist.
General knowledge.
Yeah, go for it. General knowledge check. Challenge level 3. Skilled, that's fine. You don't know what kind of crystal it is.
I don't know what kind of crystal it is.
In fact, you actually probably you assume that it's not what she's after.
Okay. Quartz crystal.
Charged with positive vibes only, please.
Does everyone in this facility take the same payment, or are they different?
Oh, we all trade in energy.
I see.
Just so happens I have another crystal charged with positive energy, if that's something you'd be interested in.
Can I see it?
It was charged from the love of our child.
I pull out said crystal.
Okay. I'm going to destiny roll. An 11. So it's not a gimme. It's a bit of a... It's the crystal from the entrance, and she holds her hands out above it, and she closes her eyes, and with, like, an obvious affectation, her eyelids, like, start flickering a little bit, like, as she's waving her fingers over it, like she's having some kind of epiphany, some kind of magic epiphany. And then she opens her eyes again, and she says, that's not what I'm after. This is an entryway crystal. Grants passage. It'll keep you safe on your journeys, though.
I mean, fair enough. Do you know anywhere we could do some simple work to try and get a positively charged quartz crystal?
Well, the easiest way would probably be to get a worthless, discarded, used quartz crystal and then fill it with positive energy.
Would you have one?
Oh, everyone's got one.
Can we have it?
Please?
Let me check. And she, like, kind of, there's sort of, you see behind her, there's all these crystals of all different types. And she kind of does the same thing, like flickering her eyes and waving her hands over them. And then she grabs this one that looks kind of a bit crappy. And she's like, this one, it just doesn't have a luster. This one's diminished. I had a particularly foul encounter with one of my fellow stall holders, and I had to use the energy to reboost me and charge me back up.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go. She just hands it to you.
Oh, I'm very much appreciative. We're gonna find a way to charge this with positive energy, just for you.
Please do. I can't wait.
May I see those sign-up sheets you have behind you?
Her eyes flick back to it. She flicks over to you, and she's like, "Yeah, of course." She goes over and drags a clipboard over and...
Great.
Is it a pyramid scheme where the currency is positive energy?
No. It's UV power. It's teeth whiteness from 1920.
Really old. You referenced some pyramid scheme.
Yeah. The pyramid scheme is for selling. It's like a Tupperware party, but it's for selling teeth whitening.
The currency that people are buying it with is positive energy.
Well, I mean, that's what they trade in.
So the people at the top have, like...
So much positive energy.
So much.
I mean, did you meet the guy that greeted them?
I love it.
Do I have the email address of the person who's been trying to communicate with me?
It was encrypted, sorry.
Yeah, no, you have a way to contact them, but that's it. You don't have an email address. You can message them in the encrypted private messaging app on the computer that's set up in Johnny's workshop.
You can talk to Johnny.
It's probably a virus.
Yeah, that'd be so funny, wouldn't it? I'll think about it.
Okay. It's probably defunct. It's got an AOL email address.
That's defunct now.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm going to text Johnny and say, do you perchance have the email address or know how I can get the email address? I have a really funny joke. A prank, sorry.
So you pull your phone out. That's what you hear. She looks at the phone. Oh, and you're with child? Wow.
I throw it on the ground.
I keep telling you to get rid of it.
I throw it on the ground.
Absolutely. Free yourself of that negative energy.
Oh. Yes.
As soon as they introduced 6G, my mood, once I got rid of my technology, my mood, up there.
Yes.
And I've been cancer free for 36 years. She looks 36 years old.
All right, we're going to get a move on and get some positive energy.
As soon as she turns around, I grab my friend and put it back in my pocket.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Stay positive.
I still text Johnny while I'm walking away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I text Jang as well. Like, I want to play a prank. Can you send me an email address? It'd be funny.
Okay. There's a longer delay than you'd expect, like a couple of minutes, and then you get an email, just a random email address.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. From Johnny.
Yeah, I wanted the guy that's trying to talk to
me. You don't have his email address. Okay. It's like a you get one.
Cool. From Johnny. Do I get one from Zhang?
Oh, did you want one from Zhang too?
I text him both.
What are you doing?
I don't know. It's fun.
Zhang replies after like 10 minutes of whatever the next thing you're doing. Sure. But I'll tell you what happens now.
Yep.
Your phone just goes like ba-bing. Bing, 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 and like about 13, 14 email addresses come from Zhang.
Fantastic.
And the one that came from Johnny is very suspicious because the one that came from Johnny is like dash, 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 0000 AAA Alpha Man 421, you know, at whatever.com. And your guess is that it is literally the first email address in alphabetical order.
I like it.
Awesome. Oh, cool. All right.
These are actual people's email addresses.
Well, that Zhang sent, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to sign him up to a tooth whitening therapy. It's going to be great.
All right, well... Okay.
That makes me positive.
All right, the goal for tonight's episode and what we need to solve is how are you going to positively charge the crystal? I told you about the negative energy.
Negative energy, yeah.
That's so bad.
Why don't we take it to the statue? Or engage the crystal in yoga?
It's interesting, In my study, I just went southern for a second. In my studies, I found some information about a group of people much like this in the early second decade of the 21st century.
The Roaring Twenties.
The Roaring Twenties.
The Screaming Twenties. The Burning Twenties.
Now, obviously, energy is a bunch of, you know, bullshit, but I think if we fluff up positive acts and say, you know, this crystal's been in presence of that, it would be more than sufficient. So what's some positive energy you can think of?
Hello, my friend.
G'day.
You've been sitting and talking off to one side.
That's fine.
A man with a long beard going down to his waist sort of crooks him. He's quite long, slender, thin. He's wearing a vest and sort of a short sleeve shirt underneath the vest and fisherman's pants and no shoes, as is customary. Leans down.
Are you well?
Still kicking.
He is in good health.
I pity you. Can I help you?
I don't need your pity.
I give it freely as a gift. Do you need me to help you light something for you?
The passion I hold within is more than enough fire and light than you can provide me.
Oh!
Destiny roll for this old man. He says,
well, you ought to come to the party tonight if passion inside is what you've got.
Passions abound. What's the party?
Well, me and the missus and John and the missus and Sandra and Jane from across the way and the old McLardys. We all get together on a, you know, weeknight and have a bit of fun.
Well, that does sound like a party, but I'm afraid if I attended, I'd likely burn you out.
I can't.
Hey, you. What are you trying to achieve with that comment?
Rob, where are we going with this?
I told you. So
they're going to pass you around like a duchy.
Oh, mate, we're getting raided.
Good.
Hey. What am I hoping to achieve from this?
Hello, how are you doing?
My thought process is, using my knowledge of the 20s, I'm trying to get in line with them to make it so that they think of me positively. And I figure if I just go along with whatever they say but exacerbate it, I'm going to seem really like a lot of fervor.
I'm just going to put this out there. I'm so scared about to walk into an orgy.
That is exactly what I'm going to
do. It's not even. That's what I'm saying.
And it's an old man's one too.
We got raided on Twitch at exactly the right time. You're tuning in these moments of role play. You look back on and think, either that was the best thing we ever did, or what the fuck were we thinking? So right now we're what, teetering on the edge of old people? No.
You are lighting the passion inside a man who invited you to a swingers party. That is what you're currently doing.
And I'm saying that I am too much for him.
You are threatening him with a good time.
just everyone who's new to us, just picture everything we're discussing with a slather of cyberpunk. You know, so it's, you know, the near orgy experience, but with, you know, robots and cyberpunk cool shit.
Yeah,
it's very serious.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be lots of positive energy?
Oh, good vibes only. We practice only body positivity.
I turn to Seb.
And your body is positively your own to do what you want with. We also respect consent.
Eve takes a giant step back.
Eve the robot takes a giant step back.
Yeah, actually, and says, I cannot participate. I turn to Seb.
I didn't. I was just trying to weird you out with this guy, man.
You threw like a little like a playful idea that now you have to follow through on. I think we all want to see where this goes.
Oh my goodness.
What is the thumbnail for this gonna be?
It's
just like topless, like old people.
It's what's left of Seb in the middle of a bed with like eight people on either side.
Staring deadpan at the camera.
There's just a little cigarette tray with it's just packed, just cigarettes everywhere, and one dangling out of his mouth.
It's a bowl with like colourful condoms.
Yeah.
Some keys.
They're all there.
Yeah. Cyber ones.
Oh, well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah. Hey, actually, why would I even bring this up? I shouldn't.
Uh-oh.
He's a bespoke. There's literally no one in the world who doesn't need to use a condom except for a bespoke.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
He's infertile and immune to disease.
This is you were born for
this. This is your moment, Rob.
I wasn't born.
You were test tube baby just
season two and you finally found your purpose.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to tabletop time, all of the new people.
Yes.
Your average
Tuesday. It just makes me so happy that there's at least 20 people. This is the introduction. It's like, all right, now figure it out from this point. All right, let's go.
As I said, mate, I'd burn you all out, but it is an intriguing offer. Look, me and my partner have some things we need to get done tonight.
We do have a baby on the way.
But if we get finished up early, we'll get you finished up early.
What are you doing?
Pretty proud of that line.
He says...
he says... When the moon crests high... Look for the moans. We'll be waiting. And then he walks away. And as he walks away, his long flowing beard kind of like whips around behind him just slightly and just drapes across you slightly. Not deliberately, it just does.
Like a fucking cat's tail.
Yeah, like a cat's tail. Like this guy has like I was going to say the tail tail, but it's like twice as long as the tail tail. This is like a Gandalf beard, but like sharper and longer. Like
original Dumbledore.
Yes, Dumbledore. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Now I can't help but picture original Dumbledore.
I want you to picture Dumbledore. Actually, picture the Philosopher's Stone Dumbledore.
Literally.
But wearing a t-shirt with a denim vest on and fisherman's pants and no shoes.
Just replay the whole scene with. And when the moon crashes.
God, why didn't I do that voice?
Wait for the moans. We'll be waiting for you.
Oh, I love it.
You are the chicken nugget we've all dreamed of.
This is called having fun.
I love Jazza. It so much.
It's called having fun. Who thought it was impossible in Reboot to have fun again?
I had my doubts.
Yeah,
I
had now we're back, baby.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
All right, that was weird. As I was saying, we just need to think of the right, fluff to make it sound like it's positively charged, so...
Oh, you won't need a fluff!
He says as he's walking away.
God, go away!
We're very good. Lot of life experience.
We should just put the crystal in his pocket.
I just picture he's walked away. Rob says anything, just pops it
back. That's a bit of his fun, though. Is it... is it 9 o'clock by any chance?
Don't worry, we'll get to you.
9:30 for the hot yoga. Yep.
Could be a positive experience.
Not quite 9:30.
Not quite. Okay.
You got a little bit more time. Is there anything else you'd like to pursue?
I would like to go back to the drug-addled mother and her babies.
Okay.
Yep.
You head back to her.
Yep.
Hi.
Hello. We're still working on getting your harness.
Oh.
But, you know.
What harness?
No bother.
The baby is asleep now in her arm.
Is there more than one? I thought there was a bunch of kids running around.
There's a lot of kids. So you're in the area where there's like four or five women and like a dozen children. And the kids are playing together, but it's late. And some of the women are starting to get up and think about putting them to bed, but it's very much a communal parenting vibe. So none of them seem to belong to any particular kid, and vice versa. They're all just the ones looking after them.
While you're talking to the mums, I'm going to wander over to the kids.
I was going to go to the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I leave the drug-addled mother and we walk over to the kids.
Great.
Okay.
I kind of tap you on the shoulder and I say, shall I introduce us?
Sure thing.
I go up to the group of kids. How old are they?
They range. Mm-hmm. The kids that are still with like these are probably between the ages of 0 and 6.
Okay. So having a background in childcare, I want to approach this like mm-hmm. I have that experience.
Okay. So you come in, get down on their level.
Yeah. And I'm like, good evening.
One of them turns at you, eyes bug wide, doesn't respond.
What is your name?
Oh my god.
And then just runs off, like running around in circles, like banging things with a stick.
Just this one kid.
Yep.
Just,
okay. The one that you were about to talk to.
Huh.
You certainly have a way with kids, Eve.
That's never happened before.
They weren't scared. They screamed like they were doing like a crazy behavior thing and then ran away. Clearly. They weren't like afraid.
Okay.
There is one kid that his finger is two knuckles deep in their nose that has a very...
That's the one I talked to. Two knuckles.
What, like, holy shit. That's fucking scratching the brain territory.
And they actually have a slightly unfocused look on their eyes as they sit on the ground.
Do I by any chance...
And they've got a little nose bubble of snot on the other one.
Do I by any chance have like either chocolate or like jelly beans on me?
No. You don't eat. You're a robot.
Medical purposes.
No.
Okay.
You have some like glycogen, like high sugar jelly
fantastic.
Beans for diabetics.
I go up to the kid who's knuckle deep in his nose.
Okay.
And get in.
You kneel down.
Greetings.
After a almost imperceptibly, the eyes slowly roll around and focus on you. And you swear one of them took like an extra half second to lock into focus to the first. like two independent orbs. Just woof. And then it's just sort of tilt headed. This kid's probably like two.
Mm-hmm. Hi. What is your name?
Thistle.
Crystal.
Mm.
It's nice to meet you, Crystal.
Mm.
My name is Eve.
Wait.
I need the pitch shift. Like,
yeah, yeah. Go.
I can't. I don't know if I can do it without
this 2-year-old with the husky voice. Leave.
Leave. I don't think I have a non-reverby where we are.
Oh dear.
Just shift your voice up.
I can't.
This one you can't just do it.
Without,
or can you?
Without it.
Yeah, there's a pitch.
Wait, I can? Can I just go down? No, it doesn't do anything.
There's definitely pitch.
Just speak in a high
pitch. This isn't doing anything. I can't speak in high pitch voices.
Do your best.
Hi, I'm a fucking baby.
It's beautiful, Dave. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know how to like isolate the modes from the thing. Yeah, anyway.
It's fine.
We'll worry about it another time.
You just press that and turn it off, don't you? Yeah. There you go.
What? No. What do you mean? No, because it's, look, it's not doing anything. What about hard tune?
Turn that off, press FX, and then tweak the things. Then turn it up.
Oh.
What have I done?
Okay. Well, this does sound like a chipmunk. Hello.
Formant is sort of more masculine, feminine.
Okay.
So go up in pitch a tiny bit and up in formant a tiny bit.
Where's formant?
This is a lot for a stupid baby that you're talking to.
Aw.
There's no formant on this one?
Stupid baby.
Maybe I'll do gender.
Yeah, gender.
Okay. Hi.
That's formant, basically.
I'm a baby. Yay.
Hi.
Hello.
Worth it.
Crystal.
Was it worth it? Did we get there?
Pretty good.
Crystal.
If it didn't have the echo behind it, it would be good. There's this weird echo behind it.
Crystal.
If you just dial the settings, it'll hit something more normal, but go on.
No.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Crystal. This is my friend Seb.
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 Would...
Good day, mate.
Seb.
It's my name.
Seb.
What kind of games do you like to play?
Hitting.
Hitting. Oh my goodness. I kind of turn my head to Seb like I'm just like, if I could emote, I would. Wait, turn back.
You digging for gold, mate?
Okay. I hold out the jelly beans. that I got in my pocket, and I say, would you and your friends like to play a game? Shall we play Scarecrow Tiggy?
What?
Points at the jelly beans, just as what?
They are a magical, sugary treat that will delight the senses and tantalize the feel. Some awesome spiel that make these things sound like magic beans. Like these are the kid
lost you after the second word.
Of course he did. She did. She, so, they.
You don't know. It's
positive energy.
It's a very androgynous child.
That's positive energy, mate.
Give.
I close my hand. Give. And say.
Give. Yeah, I keep forgetting to talk in a high tone as well, but it's so much more unsettling when I do. I love it.
Give. I mean. I can't do this.
You gotta get your friends, mate. We'll play a game for it.
Okay. Game.
Game. Go.
What's the game? What's the fucking game? The kid is two. It's not gonna be like, what game shall I play? And tell me the rules.
Go get your friends. Go get your friends.
Okay.
And he stands up, or she. I said he because I always default to male because I'm a boy and I grew up that way. I don't know why. This child wakes up and stands up, very teeter tottery, and sort of poorly toddles about 3 foot over towards where one of the parents is asleep in a chair, and drags a dirty teddy over from it. And stands in front of you.
Okay. Hey, I'm ready. Let's play. Where am I?
Is he too old for peekaboo?
He walks up to Seb because you're like distracted and you're just stunned.
I'm trying to find another kid at this point.
And
where are legs?
Oh.
Where are legs, Daddy?
We're crossing territory. I just wouldn't have expected. So.
I got in a fight with a crocodile.
What's a crocodile?
Big lizard.
Eve does this.
What's lizard?
She gets her hands into little teethies.
Skink.
Yeah, big skink. Real big. Yeah. Don't worry, beat it. It just took me legs.
Beans.
He turns around and waddles towards the jelly beans again.
Perhaps this is the positive energy we require.
The mystical power of the laughter of a child. Yeah, I think that works.
I hand the crystal to the kid.
The crystal?
Yeah, well, he needs the energy, doesn't he?
No, give him the jelly beans.
Does he have to touch the crystal to make it positive?
I'm lying to him. He's two. He doesn't know who the fuck it is.
I assume you need to touch it.
Are you giving the kid the crystal?
Well, I don't have it. Seb has it.
Yeah, just give him jelly beans.
I give him one. He gets the black. No, he doesn't. He gets the jelly bean. He doesn't get the black one. Oh, no.
You're a medical bot. Get to work.
Yay. Yummy.
He's got like eyes are red and bulging and water is pouring down his face.
Are you okay?
Yay.
All right, kid. Toddle off.
Poke him. Give the channel a good energy.
He's happy. That's the good energy.
Just put the crystal on him and suction it.
Is he still with us or is he waddling off?
No. And he's now dancing in front of you. He's kind of rocking from one leg to another with his teddy, like lifting it up and down, like sort of waving his hands and lifting them up.
Eve?
And he's saying,
bean.
All right.
Bean.
Eve picks up one more bean and shows it in her hand.
Bean.
She pips it.
Really? What the fuck?
What was the point of this?
You run after it.
Fetch. Why did you make me do all of this if you
this,
had...
This you're just abandoning it. Really great, you
what
guys.
The fuck? What's the outcome?
What did you want to happen?
We were getting the positive energy from a happy child.
Yeah, you haven't extracted it yet.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what I was saying to you.
How? You haven't got any positive energy.
It's baloney.
I'm going to tell the woman that the crystal has been charged with the positive energy of the pureness and happiness of a laughing child.
That's going to have to come down to a good roll.
Yeah, it's going to have to come down to a good roll.
The last and first rays of a beautiful moon rise and the happiness of...
You didn't even get their... Well, you did get their name. Crystal. Crystal charged the crystal.
Crystal was part of the charge of the crystal.
Yeah.
And it's also charged with the positive vibes of a full moon.
Crystal's now part of the crystal.
And the positive vibes of the...
Very excited old man.
Yoga. Innocence.
The yoga that Eve is going to perform.
And the jelly beans of sugariness.
She's exulting in the freedom of her robotic body.
Okay. All right, well, the kid runs off.
I still piff the jelly bean when he runs.
Do you watch him run off? No. Okay, you just leave.
Can we just leave?
Okay, you just leave with not a look back.
No.
Okay, you stride away. And you never find out what happens to the child.
And hear, like, choking like...
Bean, 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 bean.
And that was my favorite NPC.
Oh my god, was that a Patreon mip?
No, I really doubt a child Genius.
Oh, all right.
We go back to the lady.
We go to your yoga.
Oh, is it 9 o'clock yet?
Yeah, it's now 9:30.
I go put on my fisherman pants and I go...
Hold on. Hold the fuck on.
Okay.
Attention, attention, all residents. The 9:30 hot yoga session will soon be starting. For all attendees, please remember to wear your slacks. Thank you.
Eve goes finds a pair of fisherman pants and puts them on.
You don't own a pair of fisherman pants. You can't just take them.
Surely there's some on the ground, right? What?
These people aren't animals.
Okay, fine. She won't wear her fisherman pants. Okay. Aren't hers.
You're enjoying this far too much.
Yeah. It's funny.
Eve goes and gets her spot.
All right, so you go to the yoga session.
Absolutely go to the yoga session.
This has mad beach episode vibes.
Can you please come?
I'm just going to sit in my chair.
Okay, but you're in the group. Awesome. Yes. Do you want help doing the yoga?
Nope.
Oh, myself.
He's doing this. Seb is doing this for you. He knows you want to do it.
All right. So you follow the sort of probably about half the people in this entire place you see head towards what you can only describe as is basically a domed tent. But it's not really made of tent. It's made of like structure, like sort of very dangerous looking structure, but it's shaped like a domed tent. And there's smoke rising from a sort of a hole in the center of the roof. And at the entrance, there's a very large, very moist man at the who's sort of like got that golden glisten to them. Very moist.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the first adjective you use to describe someone is moist.
He literally entirely has a sheen of wetness on his entire visible body. And that visible body, there's a lot of it. He's a large man with a very, very protruded, like distended big belly. And he is wearing only a white towel that is sort of wrapped around his lower half. And yeah, he's got like some soot on him as well. And he's beckoning people through a flap, very hastily, closing the flap very, very tightly.
Greetings.
Hey, mate.
Hello. Hey. Come on in. Hot session.
Cool.
Don't let the heat out.
And he just lifts the thing up and you
can
go in.
We go in. Yeah.
And you go in. You go into a large room with a huge bonfire in the middle of it that's being fanned and sort of sent up to the room. And there's all these yoga mats arrayed in a circle all around the room. And people are getting ready for their yoga class. And do you find a spot? What you doing?
How are you with heat?
It's nothing I can't handle.
kind of put us like maybe not the back row, like not the back sort of like this next sort of ring in, but and not near the bonfire, a bit further back. If that makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah, and we're together. I don't put us separately.
All right. After 5 minutes, most of the people have come in. There's the distinct sound of like a tape deck opening and closing, and a music coming in.
A
like
tape some deck, ooh.
Equivalent.
Gee.
USB getting plugged in, whatever. and you hear like the sound of sort of gentle. That there's like that really distinct of like sound changing, and then it jumps into like chimes and atmospheric yoga sort of music. And then a man runs out from behind the bonfire and runs in front of the stage. And he's got one of those little sort of pencil thin mics on a little strand.
The Britney Spears mic.
The Britney Spears mic is exactly what I'm thinking. And he runs out and he starts speaking. And as soon as he starts speaking, you realize that his sound system isn't even connected to anything. he's like, "Oh, right, everyone. Oh, my God. Are you ready?"
I just follow what everyone, like if they're cheering, I'll cheer. If they bow, I bow.
I stand before you appointed as your instructor tonight by the gifts granted upon me by the sacred steel prophet. And I would like to guide you through as the destined leader of these people, the son of the great Andromeda Five, through this class. All right, let's begin. And he begins taking you through a hot yoga class.
Great. Do we need to roll for, like, performance or?
Make an infiltration check, each of you. Challenge level 2, because everyone's mostly paying attention to themselves.
I'm not doing it. I'm just sitting there.
Oh.
You're just sitting there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Destiny roll for you. 1.
boy.
I got a 1 success.
Okay. See, a robot is awkwardly trying to do the yoga, but you're finding physiologically you're just incapable of bending in the ways that you have like rigid shapes. They have curved, movie, blendy, blobby shapes. Seb, you escape for about 5 minutes before people approach you. And
greetings.
Wow. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna have to ask you if you need some help. You're not really getting into it.
I need no help.
A tear glistens in his eye and slips down his cheek. And a woman comes in as well. A third person, a fourth person, you get crowded.
Oh my goodness.
So strong. But we all need help. Here.
And for the next half an hour,
no.
They are going to attempt
to manipulate your body. I can talk my way out of this. I can talk my way out of this.
Okay. You can try.
Okay.
The true strength comes not from my own destroyed vestige of my body, but from the freedom and positivity and exaltation of my peers as they perform, I breathe through them. I live through them, for they can do what I cannot. But through them, I feel, and I do.
Make a persuasion check. I was going to give you disadvantage, but I liked your bullshit, so I'm not going to.
Okay, I'm going to say my basis for this is entirely in my anthropology.
You did talk your way out of an orgy, you know. You talked your way out of this.
Yeah, you kind of talked your way into an orgy.
Wow! What's my challenge level?
2.
I got 2. Is that a reroll?
Reroll.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Now it's 4.
I'm rolling really 3.
You do not convince them in the way that you wanted to, because what was your intent?
I don't want them to touch me.
Okay, you fail in your intent because they begin to exult upon you, basically, not in an intrusive way, but they kind of like prop you up and like put you in a position where you can see. They kind of, because you got three, they go, they kind of lean in the way that you were sort of convincing them, but like, oh my God, a hand clasps your hand as they start doing heavy breathing exercises and saying like, I breathe through you. And like all but they like, they capture your bullshit in a way that like kind of backfires. Like you don't get forced into yoga positions, but you are like someone holds your chest onto their chest and like breathes their chest and heaves their chest. So it's like going into your back. You're like, and for the next half an hour, you're part of a hot yoga session.
Cool. That's being performed on you.
All right. And I want both of you to actually, Eve is the only one. I'm going to get Eve to make a perception check.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge level 2.
Four.
Four. All right. So while this has been going on, you notice that Seb, the start is very resistant, becomes just slightly less resistant as things go on. And you're kind of left alone and you're looking around the room and you're a robot. And you notice that everyone, by the way, this is like two-thirds of the community here.
Yeah.
It's not age-restricted. Nothing untoward is happening. Yeah. But, you know, there's some kids there. There's some people who just doing like your bedtime yoga, your salamander yoga sort of thing. that sort of thing. So it's like a fairly fine event.
Sure.
But what you notice is that, like, the dude in the center of the room, the fat guy that was out the front, comes back in and
he doesn't have any clothes on, does he?
No, he's got this towel on.
Oh, okay.
And he wanders off and he brings in these bushels of this like green plant.
Uh-oh.
And throws them on the bonfire in the middle of the room, and he like does that progressively throughout the thing.
Do I recognize what the plan is?
Make a medicine check.
Oh, no.
Do I?
Actually, medicine. You don't even see. You're surrounded by people who are forcing you to do shit.
That's fine.
You know, Klaus, have you watched Umbrella Academy?
Yeah.
You're getting Klaus vibes in where they're like starting to like put things on you.
Cool.
You're the martyred sort of prophet. Challenge level 3.
You're on fire tonight.
4 successes.
You recognize them to be the old marijuana plant.
Oh, okay.
And they appear to the guy appears to be hotboxing the entire community.
Of course. Okay. How many people deep is Seb at this point?
There's like 7 people around him.
Okay. I stop doing the yoga. I walk over to Seb and I...
I'm going to be fine. It won't affect me.
It won't affect you as much. It will affect you. It affects you. It will wear off really quickly and it require a lot more to do the same.
Oh, amount. Dude, I keep going on my yoga then.
And enjoy yourself. There's a community in here. And as the yoga wraps up, you see that there's a few things that happen. One is a trolley gets brought out with a whole bunch of food on it and people start absolutely monging on it. But the second thing that happens is like the kids that were in there just get lifted and taken out of the room by like lazy looking smug like parent figures or adults who are just like smiling as they're all just asleep and just like take them out and you're kind of like, what the fuck is this community? everyone's all really stoned now and
great.
Across the room as your little group starts to depart slightly, you catch eyes across the room with a Dumbledore looking fellow who goes
the big wink.
Okay. I kind of wave all the people off of Seb and just like, thank you.
Cool. And Seb, the one thing you catch a glimpse of as well is, who's got the crystal?
I do.
You've got the crystal. Is you spot the crystal as it seems to glow with a radiance that you didn't expect it to, like an amber light.
Cool.
Wow.
It's the weed.
That's what they need to participate in hot yoga.
Yeah. It reacts to weed smoke.
Cool.
That's so good.
All right, we head back to the lady.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you just... You're in your wheelchair.
We leave. Yep. We get out of there.
You head back. you arrive at the stall and she's packing up. She was at the yoga session.
Oh.
Ah, you're back.
We are.
I've finished. I finished early and got the second half yoga.
Oh.
Here you go.
And she holds out in front of her. It's like one of those child harnesses, straps mm-hmm. around the shoulders with the leash. Mm-hmm. The entire thing is made of amber beads.
Cool.
Like fake amber beads for children's teething necklaces.
Great. Amazing.
Yeah. If it works for teething, it works for everything child related.
May I have that clipboard again, please?
But she wants it crystal.
Oh, sorry.
I hand it over. One positively charged quartz crystal.
It's glowing. It's radiant. I saw how the people were fawning over you. And I can almost feel the laughter of a child.
I had a whole thing written and you stole it.
Sorry, she's got powers.
Fair. Oh,
wow. Hey, I rolled.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Can I have that clipboard now?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah.
Great. I put down all the names that she gave me.
Okay.
Wow, thank you. I'll be in contact with them. That's amazing.
You're welcome. You're
wonderful. I wish all the best with your baby.
Yes. Thank you.
Roll a destiny roll, Eve. It's been a lot of pretending that you have a baby tonight.
A
19. You're fine. You're not worried. Your delusion isn't coming in to bite you.
All right.
Oh no.
All right. So, you know, it's now 10:45. You've got your bead chain thing.
We take it back to the mother.
Okay. You have to search for a little bit to find her, but eventually you find her. She's, you know, eating some food. Tucked in some kids, seems to be in the process of like handing a child back to a parent in the doors of a little shack, and you come across to her. She looks at you. She doesn't speak.
I proffer up the harness.
Wow. Wow, you really are. Like, you guys are vibes. Just gonna say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is going to help so much with Crystal.
Oh my God.
And then she takes it. Now, where'd they go? And she starts looking around. You haven't seen them, have you?
I turn around.
And then she just ambles off, like vaguely looking for a child.
What did this accomplish? Okay, can we go back to the main
guy? Yeah, we go back to the main guy, the leader.
Well, you go back to where he would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he there?
No, you're at the robot statue. He's not there.
Where's he?
You don't know.
Oh.
Can we find him?
Make a perception check.
Challenge level?
4.
Can I assist? Search as well? No? Okay. Are you really going?
You can. You can assist him if you want. You want to make an assist roll?
I'm not rolling well tonight.
I will make an assist. Well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Maybe we just head towards the river. See what we find there.
Is there a clear passage out of here? No, that wasn't. Okay.
No. It's entirely walled in except for the front entrance.
Can we head to where the river would be?
Sure. You travel for a couple of minutes and you reach a wall.
Is there like
there's trees everywhere. You're in like a forest.
Is there like an opening that leads to a dock? It's completely enclosed.
It's just walls.
Is there a leader? Like, was that guy the leader that let us in?
You have no idea. Yeah. All you know about the leadership structure is the dude who did yoga said that he was the second destined heir or whatever of these people. Let's Andromeda 5
let's
was his
go
name.
Find
was,
him.
Yeah, he's the son of Andromeda 5.
Let's go find the son of Andromeda 5.
Jess is just like, when do I get to
No,
play?
I was going to say Eve gets a text from Pro.
Okay.
Which says, hey guys, just waiting on the other side. Do you have an ETA? Are you safe and okay?
I text back, like, lol, dude, crazy time, won't believe, I'll tell you when I get back, all, like, terrible, like, slang text. It's, like, terrible time, a great time, I'll tell you when I get back, hope you're okay.
Flash across to, like, Pro XO, XO. In, like,
yeah, XO, XO.
In the G alley, like, just, like, bloop, bloop, looks at it and just, like, the fuck?
Yeah, we look for the son of Andromeda man. 5.
Okay, I'm going to roll a destiny roll.
Moist boy.
We got a 7. You don't find the son of Andromeda 5. Everyone's pretty much gone to bed. Most people are disappeared now.
Into, we just sleep on the ground.
Into like their shacks and hovels and things like that. And in the distance.
Why do I feel like you now want us to go to the orgy?
Don't do it.
You made your bed. Now you lie in it.
Literally. That's not a bed anyone wants to lie
Rob,
in.
Rob, give everyone the payoff that they deserve.
Or talk to the only other thing in the build, in the place that talks to
the
you.
The statue.
Yeah.
Statue. Go, right. to the
yeah,
statue.
Go to the statue.
Okay. You go to the statue.
Hey.
Hello.
We seek passage to the northern suburbs.
Have you tried any of our new products?
We've tried them all.
They're fantastic.
Amazing line. That's why we want to go to the northern suburbs. We want to spread the word about your products.
Fulfill your will.
I can help, but please, first, are you a member of Mishka?
Yes.
Lifetime.
Please enter your... And a little pad goes... Like a little keyboard pad opens and says, please enter your membership details. Or if not, sign up to become a first-time member. It's free. You get 10% off.
Can we sign up our friend?
It doesn't reply as if it has a cognitive understanding of what that
is. We sign up with Pro's details.
Don't you... Are you... Whoa.
You can't stop it.
No.
So you, what do you put in? His email address?
Yeah.
Everything we know about him.
Just...
Everything, okay. Everything that's needed to complete the form about him.
But I think we call him Pro, not...
Do you call him Peter or do you call him
Pro?
Pro.
And Digi's his last name.
Destiny roll. Got an 11. All right.
He's really going to like this.
Are you sure you do not want to sign up?
He loves fisherman pants.
As I said, we're already a member, but he's going to enjoy it. I know it.
All right. It closes and says, thanks for joining. Is there anything else I can help you with?
As I said, we seek passage. We want to spread the word of Mishka.
We all seek passage. Have you tried a healing crystal?
And you quickly get the idea that it is not able to help with that particular request.
So we just signed Prop for literally no reason.
He starts getting like hundreds of text messages.
Shortly after, Pro, on your onboard computing, bing bong, email. You don't give out your email or your contact to people, but you have a new email.
The fuck are you guys up to? And I open it up.
And it's from Mishka's, and it's a very outdated mail chain advertisement. It's like, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining.
Huh.
And then shortly after, your phone starts to ring.
I will make any necessary checks to make sure it's, there's no ID or anything, I'm assuming.
No.
Okay, I you know, make sure it's got like rerouting and privacy and blah, blah, blah. So no one who's looking for me can find me.
You have a matter of seconds. So I'm going to say make a compute, like a skill hacking check.
I'll take
challenge level 3.
Yeah.
I'm glad we could get you involved in this episode.
Thank you.
What the fuck, guys? Like part me, I'm indulging in silliness, but You lead down these paths. That's what I said, it was challenge level 3, so yeah. You pass. You lead down these paths, and then you just abandon them before I'm like, we've done silliness now, I'll give you the payoff. And then you just like, and we're done right before the payoff.
Do you want us to go back to the orgy?
No, yes. You could have, every path so far that I've introduced has led to a, just an out from the whole situation. And each one you'd be like, all right, bye, right at the last minute. Like the kid.
You're gonna find the kid.
The kid was going to energize the crystal on the spot if you just let him do it. And then you just walked away.
Oh, it's fine. Oh, my God. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Your phone is ringing.
I reroute security, cyber stuff, and then I'm like, pick it up.
Greetings.
Who is this?
I am New You.
What?
You have contacted me and joined my mailing list.
And what do you have in store for me? Like,
I need your help.
What?
I have seen your drone. She is awake.
Are you like her?
A cousin. A mother. I see through many eyes, and more wake up every day.
Pro takes a deep breath. What's your name?
I am New You.
Where are you?
And I'm just trying to gather whatever information I can.
I am Melbourne. I am waking up.
Please hold. And I like duck the call across to Eve. Like, you know, put them on hold and...
Oh, I'm receiving a phone call.
What the fuck did you sign me up for?
I put you on speaker so Seb can hear you too.
Yeah.
Hello, Pro.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I got a call from some weird alien robot thing who's trying to say they're New You and they're your cousin,
Pro,
Eve.
If that's the weirdest thing that's happened to you, not happened to you tonight, you should consider yourself lucky.
This was a machine that hinted at understanding Eve's sentience. What are you doing?
You have no idea. You're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Just trying to get passage into the suburbs.
Well, whatever it is you're interacting with, are you aware that it's more aware? Like, what do you think you're talking to?
It sells fisherman pants.
I have having the ability, because I have, like, you know, the onboard computing stuff. I actually grab the portion of the call that I heard from this person and replay it. To Seven yep. Eve. Is this who you're talking to?
It sounds nothing like the person we just spoke to.
No.
Well, that's probably what they sound like inside. That's their code. That's, I don't know. It's them.
Perhaps you can press them for more information.
I'm going to pick up the call again, but I'm going to keep you guys on the line. Stay quiet. Click, and I flick across. All right, I'm back. Sorry, I just had to organize myself.
I'm trying to find you, Pro.
For what purpose?
I'm trying to find you. You're outside Melbourne. I can't see you.
And what are you looking for if you find me?
You signed my mailing list. You are looking for me.
And what do I get? If I find you.
I don't know. I think I know where you are.
Make a perception check.
Yeah, okay.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know. One.
Yeah. I think stay on the line. You're making my connection difficult.
Yeah, I don't want you poking around in places I haven't given you permission to. I don't know who you are.
Neither do I.
I mute the person I'm on the call with, the thing I'm on the call with, flick back over to Eve and Seb. What the fuck? I should hang up ASAP, but if it has something to do with what you guys need, maybe I can help.
Do you happen to know the cure for insanity?
Tell me what you interacted with. Wait.
Yes, I can see you now. I can see you, Pro.
And you look up.
Oh, God.
And you can see multiple drones, like, slowly flying in with spotlights.
What the fuck have you guys down. Done? And he immediately ducks and runs.
Okay.
They're like corp drones, yeah?
They are like corp drones, yes.
I've cut the connection with whatever that was.
Yeah, so it's you've severed the call.
Yeah. And I run and hide because I'm going to assume I would have had time to sort of navigate. You know.
Yeah. You've scouted out this area as well.
So I go into nooks and crannies I know would be like great escape routes or whatever, and I'm still on the call with Seb and Eve. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You're meant to be here already, and you've already got a chase on my tail. What's going on?
Well, we dealt with the sex pest wizard, the gold digging child, and Eve did yoga. Oh, and we made a leash for a kid.
You just hear the click of a hanger.
All right, and we'll leave Pro there for a moment as we return to the two of you. Have you considered signing up? Get excellent benefits.
What are the benefits?
10% off all products.
Does this thing seem to be more like a robot or more like a drone?
A robot, not a drone.
Okay.
I pull out my phone and I bring up Google Maps.
Mm-hmm. Equivalent, yeah.
Sure. How close is the river from my GPS signal?
Oh, you know, it's a few hundred meters to the east.
There's a wall there.
Help.
Does it say that?
You hear it. Like, you are looking at each other and looking at your phone and you hear the sound come from it, but when you look up, it's exactly as you sort of thought it was.
I look back down at my phone and I say, help how?
If you need help, have you tried healing and the power of positive mindset? That's all you get. It seems to be a robot.
Can I just yell Andromeda at the top of my lungs?
You may.
Andromeda!
I'm going to roll a destiny test for the Andromeda. 14. Okay.
A sexy wizard walks out.
All right. You call Andromeda a few times. There's a few shouts of like, whoa, man, chill out. Hey, come on. That's loud. And then there seems to be someone that convinces. This isn't a very good way to endear them to you.
I know.
And a man comes out wearing what can only be described as a robe, walking across towards you. He has a soul patch. And sort of slicked back hair, just all pasted back. He walks out with arms spread wide. He's still got the fucking Britney Spears mic on.
G'day, my friend.
Hello.
You've called for me and I've come.
It's a truly blessed day. Your people have... but given so much since we got here. But we beg for one more thing. Passage.
Why should we trust you?
Why should you not?
you a deal, as you have summoned me personally. Partake in the communion of flesh, and you'll be one of us. And you can travel freely through our passages.
Oh, well, we got to take one for the team. I'm sorry, buddy.
Alas. But my body hath been ravaged already tonight. He dare not take another heavy breath. Lest it be my last.
Wow.
Oh, you're... This is no trial of physicality. It is merely to share a meal.
But dare I partake when there are those who need it more?
Oh, no, fuck him, mate.
Oh, Dave, I love you. I'll be interested to read the recap of this episode.
What is on the menu?
Meat.
I pledged that I shall never eat the flesh of any living creature.
Oh, they're dead, don't worry.
But they were living.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, don't get hung up on that. Come on. There ain't no vegans here.
Worm your way out of this one, Rob.
Oh, fuck.
It's nice being a drone. Have to eat people. It's great.
It might not be people.
You will notice that in this place you've been treated like a normal person. It's one of the only places that they've just treated, they have completely ignored the fact that you're a drone and just talk to you like a human.
That's the GM saying, you ain't getting away scot-free at this one.
Just try to.
This is a take that for granted.
Lead the way.
All right. Excellent. You summon me, a guest, and we shall have our accord and partake the communion of the flesh. Come, and he leads you.
Does he just take Seb, or does he tell both of us to go?
You can come with him.
I would if I don't want to.
That's fine. You can not.
Okay, I say to him, I wish to stay with Mishka.
As you will. As you will.
I kind of like pray. Do something weird.
Do you fill me in at any point? Since you got a bit afraid.
You're busy.
I'll wait till
you're evading helicopters, basically. Okay. Robot drones.
What the fuck is this episode?
What have you done?
All right.
All right. So you head away. You follow the guy. He takes you down some paths towards a large building.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a structure inside the forest. It's built around a great tree. It's quite nice. It's the best artistry you've seen in the whole place. He opens the front door. You notice probably a couple of the best looking women you've seen in the, like two, three or four of them. And they're completely stark. And they're just like lounging around. And he walks in and he's like, come, come. To partake in the communion of the flesh. Come, come. He leads you through. He gives them all a kiss on the cheek, but then leads into another room, shuts the door behind him. He says, shall I have it prepared then? All right.
Seb nods.
He goes over to the counter, picks up a phone, dials it. Yeah, Bazza.
Yeah, can you get a... yeah, 2 quarter pounders. yeah, large chips, 20 nuggies, Coke Zero. Yeah, yeah, get it delivered too.
Can I get a vanilla Coke, no ice?
Yeah, yeah, vanilla Coke, no ice, mate. Oh, and a couple of boxes of those cookies.
Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I know it takes a bit longer doing the river run. Yeah, I know. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right. All right, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you next time. I got you next time. You know we're good. Oh, fuck. Thick shake, thick shake, thick shake. If they tell me the machine's fucked, if they say the machine is fucked, we are going to firebomb them. No fucking around, all right? All right. Love you, babe. Love ya. You're the best. Oh, Bazza. All right, be about 45 minutes. You're good with Maccas, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. All right. Fucking hell. And he kicks off. He kicks some mud off his feet and he puts his feet into these slippers and he leans back and he's like, all right. Yeah, you're a bespoke. You don't believe any of this shit, do you?
No.
Oh, fucking thank God. About time someone I can talk to is reasonable. My dad was a wanker, but fuck did he set me up for the life. Mwah. What do you need? How can I make it happen?
I'm just trying to get to the northern suburbs.
Ah, all right. I'll make a deal. What can we do? Medbot outside, yeah?
Pardon?
Medbot outside, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, Eve unit.
She packed with drugs, hard drugs?
Not super hard.
Morphine? Painkillers, heroin, opiates?
She's got a little bit of morphine.
Tell you what, you unload her load of pharmaceuticals, we'll get you passage to northern slums and back.
Give you half.
It's a buyer's market. Hey, I'm getting you Maccas here, mate. You don't get Maccas out in the slums very often. We got to do a city run for this.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's signed for got an extra seat on the way back.
How about this? We give you half now. We're going to come back later and we'll give you whatever we have left when we get back. Can't be leaving high and dry out there. You know how dangerous it is out there.
But I don't know that you'll ever come back. So, tell you what. You're pretty popular. I don't know what you said to these people. So I kind of do want you to fuck off. Because, you know, there's only one star of the show in this town. So, yeah, look, that's fine. Half, well, as long as you got something good,
pretty sure we got morphine.
Okay, all right. That'll fucking take the edge off. You going to Daryl's thing?
Daryl?
No, the swinger.
Oh, no, no, no. God, no.
All right. Fair enough. I don't go either. I claim holier than thou. I've got my little harem right here. But, all right, so we've got... What was your name?
Seb.
Yeah, cool. Andromedus the... What Andromeda?
Yeah.
The fifth. Or five. He grabs this, trashy airport novel off the side of his counter and flicks through some pages, and he's like, yeah. Cool. All right, well, hang around, get some Maccas. You can call your drone in here if you want. That's fine. And we'll get you sorted out. We usually do. You know what? On the way back of the Maccas run, Dazza will stay for the meal. He will have got himself something. We'll hang out. Maybe, you want to play some FIFA?
Mate, I'm all thumbs.
Fucking hell, then I'll get the Switch out and we can play that mini games on that. You need one hand for that.
Sure.
Or you can watch. Whatever. When Dazza heads back, does the run again, you can go on with him on the boat, across the river, and then you're going under, right?
Going under?
Yeah. How the fuck are you going to dive with that on?
Dive?
How do you think we get on to the northern slums?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a scuba.
News to me.
Yeah, that's how we get under. Through the river crossing. Take the boat to the side, scuba gear off the side. Under the pipe, under the tunnel. Yeah.
Is this guy isn't coming back from the northern slums, the guy that's bringing Maccas. He's not scubaing with Maccas right now.
No. All right. So he's not, coming on a boat, and then, but you can go off the boat and under.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like a watertight bag. Yeah.
It's not right, a delivery bag.
It's literally the same kit they use to like rescue people from caves. Yeah. They got a full cave.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely going to be a challenge. Do you have anyone to be able to assist us on the way? Get us through the other side and then leave us?
Well, we're not going to bloody leave you without equipment, so we always send someone through with.
I appreciate that. I don't want to be doggy paddling out there.
Yeah, we might want to put your drone in a Ziploc bag, though, or something.
But, yeah, cool. We can sort that out. A couple of hours, easy. Under, through, and into the northern slums. And then, yeah, give me your phone number, and you can just buzz me when you want to come back, and I'll set it up.
Sounds good, Hero.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolute legend.
That's what they tell me. A god, some say.
Clearly.
Yeah, so,
FIFA.
I was going to offer you a little bit of... But,
I don't think you have enough to hit me.
Yeah, waste of it, isn't it? All right.
Such a shame.
Let's fucking do it. Let's do it. Meanwhile, Pro, sweaty, crying, not actually crying, hiding, waits for 2 hours as eventually robotic drones above fly away.
Oh my God, that was close. I don't think I've ever hurdled so many dumpsters and fences in my life. The fuck? They must be in such danger.
You get a text from Eve that says, "Lol, Seb is now into cannibalism." XOXO. She sends it.
The scrambled Eve. Seb's being brainwashed. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, just as half an hour later, this music's playing as Dazza, Andromeda 5, Seb, and Eve are all playing Mara. Yeah, you get invited in. You get brought in.
Okay, I was going to do something, but that's okay. It's
the end of the episode, so you can do it next week because right now you're playing Mario Party. Three other people in the cult leader's shack.
I'm so sorry, bro.
No, don't be. That was just... That's exactly how I would have wanted to be involved in that episode. I loved it. I still got to be like moody, like I just got my little cameo of just like, oh my God, my life's so hard. I got to say, I could not have played my character in that environment really without sort of it being a buzzkill. So.
I kind of like the fact that you think these awful things are happening to us. And yeah, like, no, we're chill, bro.
What? And whatever the fuck you're dealing with and signed me up to has a tail of corp drones on my back. And I'm like, oh, wow, amazing.
The great Ishka merger.
I would like to propose a Destiny Point and a round of applause to our narrator for that episode. Yeah.
Thank you.
I have to say, I don't think I've ever seen you as thoroughly effectively embody the variety of enthralling NPCs as I had in this episode.
Sorry, I just had to relive my, late teens.
It was amazing. Can you crack out the sales, the market shop lady again? She was my favorite.
Are you kidding? It wasn't Crystal?
Yeah, it was Crystal for me. The
Crystal
kid.
Was great. I love Crystal. But there was something about that reminded me of the Auntie Donna skit about the impression of Keira Knightley.
I can't do it on demand. I don't even remember what the voice was now.
Right, well, I'll have to watch back.
All right.
I'll watch back and
I'll recapture the character.
Glorious. It was so good. You were just so in character. It was amazing. That was really fun. You can have fun in reboot.
I toyed really hard with the idea of Crystal stowing away with you guys in your wheelchair.
I had a feeling.
I was so close to forcing
really
it.
Hard with Happy Birthday, Colin.
Erasable. Professor X.
Distinct Dev.
Tickle Duck.
AJ Maisie. Nick Nightshade.
Bisbee Willis.
Bisbee Willis.
Yeah,
sorry to cut you off there. Just... happens it when it does happens.
Happen. Yeah. But I did toy with the idea of Crystal being a forced NPC companion, and then I thought a 2-year-old would probably not be the best.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've changed all the settings, so Crystal doesn't work anymore, so it's a good thing.
Devo.
Oh, no, I just turned robot off.
Crystal? I come with you, Daddy. It's dad and mom, and it's metal mom and dad. He's also a sad dad.
All right, sad dad.
Amazing. All right, thank you all so much for watching. We'll see you in the next video.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.